بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن يشكر لله ومن يشكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن الله غني حميد In tonight's Tarawih we recited for Luqman. Luqman عليه الصلاة والسلام according to the majority of the Mufassireen, he was not a Nabi of Allah, but he was a very chosen servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had imbibed with wisdom, hikmat. What is hikmat? Allah gave him profound knowledge. Allah gave him al-isaba fil qawl. In other words, whenever he spoke accurately, he spoke the correct things, things that will take a person to guide, he will guide people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, Luqman alayhi salatu salam's sayings are very famous. There are many lessons to be learned from the sayings of Luqman alayhi salatu salam. There are books that are compiled with the sayings of Luqman, Aqwal Luqman, where Luqman alayhi salatu salam gave various advices and nasihat now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Luqman alayhi salatu salam such profound knowledge. He was so skillful. He had that type of intelligence. So much so that some of his sayings have been mentioned in this Quran-i-Majid in Surah Luqman. And the whole surah is named after Luqman alayhi salatu salam. وَلَقَدْ آتِينَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ Allah says, we certainly gave Luqman alayhi salatu salam wisdom, hikmat. In other words, he would think before he would speak. He would not speak out of turn. He would speak wisely. He was a very wise person. Anishkur lillah. What was it? He said that, show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we spoke about this just yesterday. Because whosoever shows shukr and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually doing himself a favor. He's not doing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a favor. It's the entire world. If nobody in the world praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah loses nothing. Allah is full of praise. Allah is ghani. Allah does not require anybody's praise. There are angels from the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them. It is mentioned in the narrations that they are perpetually, some of them, in the position of ruku from the time Allah created them. Some are always in the position of sajda. Some are in the position of qiyam. Each one is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just above the Kaaba is Baytul Ma'mur, where 70,000 angels make tawaf every day. And once they make tawaf, they don't ever get a chance again to make tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur. So Allah has a huge army. Allah has many creations who make His praise. Even if those creations also don't praise Allah, Allah is Baniyaz. Allah is Samad. La yahtaj ila ahad. Allah is not in need of any person, بَلْ يَحْتَاجُ إِلَيْهِ كُلُّ أَحَدٍ But in fact, every person depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ كَفَرَ means shows ingratitude. Whoever is ungrateful, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ Allah is self-sufficient. Allah is independent. Allah is hamid. Whether we praise Him or not, He's still full of praise. What is Luqman alayhi salatu salam? I'm just going to give you the summary. We can't go into detailed translation and tafsir. Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam advises his son. وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ You see, he's giving a wa'ad. Wa'ad is nasihat, advice. يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ The very first advice, oh my son. The word bunay in Arabic shows a lot of affection. This is, oh my beloved son. So this also teaches parents when they admonish and when they advise the children, you should do it in a very kind manner. You shouldn't shout at them. To speak to them, come down to their level, speak to them in simple terms, with love, with care. Why is it that the youth today are disobedient to parents? All of us complain. Why is it that they are going to taking drugs and going to the casino and the rave clubs? Because there is a breakage in the link and the bond between the parents and the children. There's no love, there's no affection. No parent sits in the evening and sits with his children and talks kindly, discusses with them. And what is about the problems and concerns. So what do? They go to their friends, they go to other avenues. Ya bunayya la tushrik billah. Don't associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lesson of tawheed, the oneness of Allah. Believing Allah, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. See, Allah is one. Without tawheed, a person goes to Jahannam. Person has iman, then he enters Jannat. Even though he commits other sins, he makes tawbah istighfar, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for a period Allah cleanses him by sending him to Jahannam, Allah save us. But eventually, because of that iota of iman, eventually he gets Jannat. So, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمُ الْعَظِيمُ. Verily, shirk is a great injustice one has done to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine Allah, who created every person, He is Khaliq, and we reduce Him to the level of makhluq, where we associate some idol to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or some human being to the level of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or some creation of Allah, the sun, the moon, or the stars, whatever it may be, to the level of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama also explain in detail the two types of shirk. One is this greater shirk where we associate partners with Allah. We believe in Allah and some other deity ma'adallah. We worship somebody else with Allah. The kuffar believed in Allah. Quite a few ayats. Who created man khalaqa samawati wal ardh la yaqulun Allah. The kuffar of Makkah were asked, who created the skies and earth? They would say Allah. But with that, they still worship idols and other deities. The other shirk is when we do actions, ibadat, for show, ostentation, riyah. In other words, we're doing it for Allah and we're doing it for others. We want people to see how pious we are. How much of salat I'm reading, how much zikr I'm making, how much of tilawat. This is very, very, very detrimental. It is a shirkul khafi. It comes very, very slowly into a person. A person doesn't realize that he's involved in this type of shirk. And for this also, if we make tawbah and istighfar, and this we require ikhlas. It requires sincerity to do things only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ikhlas is so important for the speaker, for the listener, for the alim, for the student, for the sheikh, for the murid, for every single person. All the time you are tested. What is your maqsad? Why did you say those things? Why did you behave in that manner? Why did you do those things? Was it for show? So be on the day of Qiyamah. We know the lengthy hadith. The three people will be taken, will be questioned. Amongst them will be a qari and alim. Allah will say, what did you do? He say, I preached and you gave me this knowledge and I taught the people. I recited the Quran and Majid. Allah said, you did it so that people may call you an alim or a qari. So you got all the praise in the world. You didn't do it for me. Now you go headlong into Jahannam, Allah save us. Like that a mujahid, like that a wealthy person. He gave so much of wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the path of Allah, but he did it for name and fame. So people may know that he gave so much of charity to that institution, that organization. Therefore, amongst the people who will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will be that person who gives sadaqah with his right hand and his left hand, doesn't it? In the car. The Bucky ND79648, Bucky, please remove your car. So ikhlas, all the time we have to check of ikhlas. Mullah Tanwir Rahmatullah Ali asked Mullah Kulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, Shah Abdul Ghani Kulpuri Rahmatullah was his Khalifa, Hazrat Tanwir Rahmatullah, the Sheikh. But he asked him, more than ikhlas, what is there anything greater than ikhlas? So obviously he said, ikhlas is the highest thing. More than ikhlas, there isn't anything. Hazrat Tanwir Rahmatullah Ali said that no, it is riba bil qada. That is another level where we accept every condition and decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly without any question. Inshallah, some other occasion discuss that. Wasir al insana bi walidayhi. We advise man with regards to his parents. Now this is, again, we have heard time and again, the hukuk of the parents, birul walidain, showing parents your devotion, your kindness, your love, your affection. And this is a very common problem today with most of us. Our parents are old in age. We don't even talk nicely to them. In the 15 para, the entire page, or half a page, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the manner in which a person should talk to his parents and how he should not address his parents. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَّ أُفْ. Not even the word oof. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَ Don't scold them. They are old. Their memory is not so sound like ours. Have we forgotten when we were toddlers and babies and 10 times we asked our father, what is this, what is this, what is this? Patiently he gave us all those answers. Now when he grows old and he asks you once or twice or 3 times and he says, didn't you hear properly what I told you? You become angry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, spread your wings of mercy, your humility. Show them your love, your kindness. Sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah s.a.w., who deserves most of my love, affection and my servitude? So he said, your mother. He said, after that who? He said, your mother. Then who? Your mother. 3 times, your mother, your mother, your mother. Then who? He said, then your father. So in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about parents, that we should be kind to parents, but he says, حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنًا That mother bore you in her stomach. She went through weakness upon weakness. There were times whilst she was carrying you, she couldn't even eat properly. She used to vomit, she became weak, she was in pain. She suffered, but she bore you. That even giving birth to you, when she gave birth to you, the pain a mother experiences, none of us. We are men, we don't even experience, but sometimes when we have some extreme spasms and stomach cramps, you say, oof, it's like labor pains. Although we do not know what labor pain is. And how often a mother, a lady might say, after this labor, she's giving birth, she says, no more children. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives her the beautiful child, she forgets all the pain. She shows so much of love to the child. Like this, there are so many ahadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Sayyidina Asma radiallahu ta'ala said, my mother has come to me, Ya Rasulullah, she is a non-believer. That time, Asma radiallahu ta'ala's mother was a non-believer. She came to visit her in Medina. Asiluha, should I join ties with her? Should I treat her well? Should I see to her? The Prophet said, Naam siliha, go, yes. Even though she is a non-believer, then too you must show her kindness. Yes, if she commands you to do something against the commands of Allah, then you don't obey her. Then you don't obey any person. لا تعطى لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. But you have to show them kindness. Remember, Haji Farooq Sahib rahmatullahi had mentioned that the parents are such a ni'mat. Unlike any other ni'mat of the world, any other ni'mat a person has a child or a wife or property or anything and if there's some loss, there's always a dua to read, oh Allah, substitute me something better than what you have taken. We're not making this dua for a wife today. Allah give them long life of barakah. Just to explain, if the wife passes away, then we say, oh Allah, give me somebody better in her place. Or the husband for that matter, he goes to the wife and say, give me somebody better in his place. But when it comes to parents, you don't read this dua. When you lose your parents, you don't read this dua. Because there can never be a better replacement for your parents. When your parents pass away, the doors of dua for you are closed. So while they are alive, let us make the best of our parents by being kind to them. They'll make mistakes. Perhaps we feel, we make a lot of ibadat and zikr. Sometimes our parents are not so, in inverted commas, outwardly they may not seem so pious like us. We should never look down upon them with hikmat, with love, with kindness. Allah says, then وَفِصَالُ فِي عَامِينَ Weaning of the child is a detailed masala about this. Fi amin, within 2 years, a child should be weaned off. Anishkur li wali walidik. Allah says, again, show great gratitude to me and to your parents. Imagine, immediately after Allah says, now you show thanks to your parents. Ilayya al-masir. Don't forget, you're going to come back to me. Wa in jahadaka, Allah says, if they force you to make shirk with me, then don't obey them. But immediately Allah says, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا Be kind to them in this world. And follow the path of those people who turned to me. Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, the awliya, the pious people, those who made inabat ilallah, the ruju ilallah, Allah says, follow their way. Then you will be turned to me, and then I will inform you of whatever actions you have done. Then, Luqman alayhi salatu salam tells his son, Ya bunayya, innaha intakum mithqala habbatin min khardan. If there's a mustard seed, so tiny, like a mustard seed, if it is in a rock, inside a rock, or it is in the skies, or in the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the might and all the strength and all the power to bring it out and reveal it to us. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Latif Khabir. He knows the intricacies of our heart. Allah can see deep down the famous story of that ant where Musa alayhi salam struck the rock and he saw that ant was saying, Subhana may yarani, blessed be the one who sees me. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَعْرِفُ مَكَانِي, he knows my dwelling place, he knows my home, my residence. Right deep into the deep recesses of the rock. وَيَرْزُقُنِي, and even there Allah is providing for me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, he's well aware of everything. That tiny little mustard seed Allah is well aware of. Therefore, what is the lesson for us? That sins that are in our heart, those thoughts that go into our heart, in our mind, those evil intentions we have, the malice we have, the filth, the pride, the jealousy. We want to hurt our fellow Muslim brothers. We have malicious intents to cause harm to people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal it to us. Ya bunayya aqim as-salah, salah, perform your salah, establish your salah. Wa'mur bil ma'ruf wa nahy 'anil munkar. Command good. Forbid evil. Amr bil ma'roof, nahi anil munkar. Throughout the Quran, command good. Forbid evil. This detailed masail. How you should command good. How you prohibit from evil. Inshallah, some other occasion. Wasbir ala ma asabak. Make sabr on whatever calamity befalls you. May Allah give us sabri jameel. Whenever some calamity befalls us, however, it's very important not to ask dua, make dua, Allah, give me sabr, give me sabr, give me sabr. One sahabi did that. Rasul stopped him. He says, you are inviting a calamity to come to you now. Ask Allah for afiyat. Afiyat is safety, security, amnesty from any type of difficulty. Physical, spiritual, monetary, financial, social. Allah says, I give you peace from such a calamity. So don't ask Allah for sabr. But if the calamity comes, then you make dua, Allah, give me the sabr, steadfastness. And also, whilst you command good and you forbid evil, you're going to go through some pain. People are going to get angry and upset with you. So then too, you should make sabr. Inna dhalika min azmi al-umur. These are things of resoluteness. A person is firm. He is resolute. These are not easy matters. These are difficult matters. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were known in Ulul Azm. Those who are firm and determined. Then the important lesson to read, وَلَا تُصَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah says, don't frown at people. Don't pull your face. Like how we say 10 past 10 or make purple face or whatever we say. Person is always sulky and upset and showing a very angry face or a very haughty face. Face of arrogance and pride. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Don't walk on the earth with pride. In the 15th para, Allah says, إِنَّكَ لَن تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضِ. You try and walk in a very different type of or arrogant way, you're not going to tear the earth into pieces. وَلَن تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. Neither will you reach the mountains in height. So no matter how high you might hold your nose in the air, no matter how you may drag your feet along the ground and show this haughtiness and conceitedness, still Allah hates, Allah does not love such people who are arrogant, full of pride. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that person who has an iota of kibar, pride, he shall never enter Jannah. The ulama explained this. He won't enter Jannah in the beginning when all the others enter Jannah. He'll have to go to Jahannam, be cleansed of that pride, and then finally, because of that speck of iman, then he'll be given Jannah. Why must we go through the difficulty, go through Jahannam? It's not easy. That's why we always make dua, Allah give us Jannah without any reckoning. Without any going to Jahannam. Allah mustn't even take us near Jahannam. But pride is such that Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahab Barakatuh mentioned, more worse than the bomb of Hiroshima. When such devastation took place, more worse than that is the effect of kibar on the a'mal in the heart of a person. So one sahabi, when Nabi heard this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his mind went to a very valid question. He said, Ya Rasulullah, a person loves to wear good clothing, nice shoes, he likes to look neat. Is that also, does that tantamount to pride? Prophet said, no, no, no. What is pride? The definition of pride, al-kibru batarul haqq wa ghamtun nas. What is pride? It is rejection of the truth. You are shown the truth. It is quite clear to you. All the evidence is there in front of you. You still reject it. You deny it. You cast it aside. You don't accept it. وَغَمْتُ النَّاسِ And you think low of people. You think inferior of people. You think of yourself to be very high and superior and mighty. There is one waqia of our mashayikh mentioned of Bayezid Bustami or Junid Baghdadi, one of the great saints, was walking and he had to go somewhere. He had his jubba on. And there was a little pathway and there was some rain, so there were some puddles there. And as he's going past, there was a dog that came. And so the dog went onto the puddle and that caused some of the water, that muddy water, to come onto his clean jubba. So immediately he frowned. And he showed some type of haughtiness and arrogance and pride. Allah gave that dog zuban. Allah made the dogs give the ability to speak to Bayezid Bustami. The dog said, "Oh Bayezid, you frowned upon me. I'm an animal. You frowned upon me. All you had to do is just wash your jubba, which was not even napak, just to make it clean. But now that pride, the speck of pride has caused such a block on your heart, that no matter how much you wash your heart, that pride will still remain there. That's why you have to make sincere tawbah to remove that pride." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Man tawaza'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah." Whoever shows humility, he thinks himself to be inferior, lower than everybody else, Allah will elevate him. Allah will give him izzat. Allah will give him honor. We should not seek izzat. We shouldn't seek everybody must turn to us or show us that respect. That comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَيَبْتَغُونَ الْعِزَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Izzat is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشِّكْ. Walk moderately. وَغْضُبْ مِنْ صَوْتِكْ. Lower your voice, your tone. Don't speak loud, don't scream. This is very common in the masjid. We are shouting in the wuzu khana, in the sahan area, in the masjid. This is from the signs, from the minor signs of qiyamah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was one day in Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two people were shouting and talking loudly. He called one sahabi, he called the two of them. "Where are you from?" So they said they come out from Kufa or somewhere. He says, "Allah's qasam, had you been from Madinah Munawwara, I would have given you all a beating." And then he explains to him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried there. "La tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi." Raise your adab, your humility. It is the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't show that importance and reverence to the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will you do then? This is a dark place. It is a place where you make dhikr, to make tilawat of the Quran. It is a place where you should have respect. We have to speak, there's no problem, there's some necessity you speak. Sometimes there's some important work. But in the wuzu khana especially, as though we don't care. Azan goes on, we give no jawab. Now these are small things we have to, we're just reminding ourselves, not saying we are, that people sitting here are guilty of it, I'm most guilty myself. We're just giving ourselves the same reminder, because these look small, but in the eyes of Allah, they're extremely great. After azan, as the muazzin gives azan, we should give jawab to the azan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, we say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, the entire azan. And after azan, you read durush sharif, and then you read the dua after azan, Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wa bi ta'ma. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever reads the dua, it becomes wajib. What becomes wajib? My sifarish, my intercession for such a person. In the dua after azan, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam maqam al-mahmood. That high stage, the highest stage in Jannah, which is under the arsh of Allah. Think, ponder what sacrifices Rasulullah did for us. Can't we just give him one dua after azan? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, after azan, between azan and iqamah, dua you make is guaranteed accepted. What are we doing? We are wasting our time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us hidayat. Allah says, "Inna ankar al-aswati la sawtul hamir." The worst of voices, the most detestable of voices and sounds are those of the donkeys. When a donkey brays, it's the worst sound you can ever hear. So Allah is equating loud sounds that we make and voices like that on sounds of donkeys. May Allah make our hifazat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that humility and tawadu. May Allah protect us from pride. May Allah protect us from riya. Allah give us ikhlas. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت هو من لا يا لطيف يا خبير يا عليم يا عزيز يا حكيم يا صمد يا غني يا حميد ما يلا You are well aware of all our intentions, Ya Allah, all our actions, all our thoughts, Ya Allah. O my Allah, purify our thoughts, cleanse our minds and our hearts, Ya Allah. Remove all those filthy, napaak thoughts we have in our mind, Ya Allah. The hasad, the kina, the malice, the boast, the adawat, Ya Allah. And the desire to make zina, Ya Allah. And the desire to take interest and the desire to do haram and to gamble and to cheat, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you help us, Ya Allah. Give us ikhlas, my Allah. It is so difficult, my Allah. It is so difficult. But it becomes easy upon that person to have ikhlas when you make it easy for him, Ya Allah. Give us the sincerity of intention, Ya Allah, and accept those a'mal, Ya Allah. Protect us from show and ostentation and riya. Protect us from takabbur, Ya Allah. Protect us from hasad, Ya Allah. Protect us from raising our voices, especially in the masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, all the nasihat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam gave his beloved son, Ya Allah, with such kindness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to implement all these good teachings into our lives, Ya Allah. Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Those who are sick and ailing, Allah, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Complete shifa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many people have phone, have SMS. Ya Allah, they're requesting, Ya Allah. So many have said that before this, so ask Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah to make dua for them. He is no longer with us, Ya Allah, but you are here. You will always remain, my Allah. You are hayyu, qayyum, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are like yateen children, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah has said that person who places his hand on the head of a yateem, he gets so much of rewards. Oh my Allah, we are like yateem, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, we require your assistance, my Allah. We are battling, it is difficult for us, Ya Allah. But you are Hakim, you are wise, we are never going to question you, my Allah. We can never question you. You know what you are doing, what you have done, my Allah. We are all going to come back to you one day, my Allah. Oh my Allah, but this vacuum is so big and so huge, my Allah. Ya Allah, you assist everyone, my Allah. You make it easy for all of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good Ramadan, Ya Allah. Forgive our sins, man. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Ya Ghiyath al-Mustaghithin, Ya Rahim al-Masakin, Ya Rahim al-Rahim. Ya Allah, we don't know how long can we sail on this ship, my Allah. We are too weak, my Allah. We are too weak, my Allah. Grant us the success in this world, in Qabar al-Akhirat. Ya Allah, you grant us. Bi rahmatika ya Rabb.